This morning's readings will be from the first book of Corinthians, chapter 10.
我们今天读哥林多前书10章14到15节。
Therefore, my dear friends, flee from idolatry. I speak to sensible people. Judge for yourselves what I say.
我所亲爱的弟兄啊，你们要逃避拜偶像的事。我好像对明白人说的，你们要审查我的话。
When modern people hear the word idol, they either think of a primitive people bowing down to figurines of wood and stone, or they think of the entertainment industry, where talented young people compete to become the next Australian or American idol.
我们现代人听到偶像这个词的时候，我们会想到古人对着石头和木头的雕像磕头。 或者是娱乐产业中年轻人搞的偶像、歌迷或者是影迷。
But of course, idols can be far more than these things.
但当然偶像不止这个。
The German reformer Martin Luther defined an idol as any created thing that you hope will give you what only God can give.
德国宗教改革先驱马丁路德定义偶像是你觉得能给你只有上帝能给的受造物。
Now, there are lots of examples, but let's talk about money.
这种东西有很多，让我们说说钱好了。How
often have we hoped that with a bit more money, we would finally find safety or security or even an identity?
我们是不是希望再多一点钱就会有安全保障和身份？And
how many of us as parents have hoped that if we give our children the best education, they will be guaranteed a good career and a happy, pain-free future.
我们父母有没有希望给子女最好的教育，他们就能有好的工作，前程似锦。
And how many of us who are married have subtly hoped that our marriage partner would make us happy or fulfilled in life?
有多少结婚后的人希望配偶能给自己带来幸福和充实的生活？
Money, education, even our spouse can become an idol.
钱、文凭，甚至配偶都可能成为偶像。
And these are just the beginning.
这还只是开始。
You've all heard of the Ten Commandments.
你都听说过十诫吧。
In the very first commandment, God says, I am the Lord your God. You shall have no other gods but me.
在第一诫里面，上帝就说，我是你们的神，除我以外。
Notice how God insists that either He will be our God or something else will be.
留意上帝宣告，要不他是我们的神，要不别的东西就是我们的神。
He never leaves open the possibility of having no gods at all.
他没有提供说可以没有神的这种选择。
So the question is, which God do you really trust in? Which of your gods can really save you?
那问题是你真正相信哪一个神，你的哪个神能真正拯救你？
In these opening verses for today, Paul is very direct. Therefore, he says, My dear friends, flee from idolatry. I speak to sensible people. Judge for yourselves what I say.
在今天经文的开头，保罗很直接，说我所亲爱的弟兄啊， 你们要逃避拜偶像的事，我好像对明白人说的，你们要审查我的话。On
this Good Friday, will you flee from all the other gods that are in your life?
在受难日这天，你有没有考虑离开你所有的偶像？
Will you be sensible and turn your back on the things that you once believed could give you safety or success or happiness or wealth?
你愿不愿意离开那些你曾经相信能够给你安全、成功、快乐和健康的东西？
Will you wisely turn to the one and only God, your Creator, the one who gave His life for you on the cross?
你愿不愿意明智地归向唯一的上帝，你的创造者，在十字架上赐生命给我们的那位？
1 Corinthians chapter 10 continue.
哥林多前书第十六到十七节。
Is not the cup of thanksgiving for which we give thanks a participation in the blood of Christ? And is not the bread that we break a participation in the body of Christ? Because there is one loaf, we who are many are one body, for we all share the one loaf.
我们所祝福的杯，岂不是统领基督的血吗？我们所擘开的饼，岂不是统领基督的身体吗？我们虽多，仍是一个饼，一个身体，因为我们都是分受这一个饼。
What happened during the Old Testament sacrifices?
旧约时代献祭是怎样的
？I mean, how did sacrifices work?
他们是怎么样献祭
？What was killing an animal in the tabernacle or temple supposed to accomplish?
在帐幕或者圣殿宰杀牲畜有什么用
？Old Testament sacrifices were essentially designed to bring reconciliation.
旧约献祭主要是为了带来和睦。
By bringing your gift of an animal to the altar, you are confirming your desire to see past wrongs made right and sins forgiven.
带到祭坛前一头牲畜，表明你决心改正过去的过犯，你可以罪得赦免。
For the fact is that every sin we commit breaks relationships, both with others and with God.
我们所犯的每一个罪都是在破坏关系，在破坏我们与别人或者是与上帝的关系。
And that's why I, the worshipper, the sinner, come to meet face to face with both the person whom I offended by my sin and with God, who is also offended by my sin.
这就是为什么我作为一个罪人，敬拜者，来和我得罪的人面对面，也面对因我的罪而得罪的上帝。
And so through the sacrifice that I bring, we are all reconciled to each other.
那通过我所献的祭，那我们彼此的关系和好。
How?
怎么会呢？
Well, first, I put my hands on the head of the animal as it is killed. That is, I must watch an animal die for what I've done.
那首先啊，我把手放在牲畜的头上，那我必须眼睁睁看着这个牲畜为我死去。
Second, we all together watch as the priest who represents God roasts the animal on the fires of the altar.
然后我们都来看着祭司啊，代表上帝的祭司在祭坛的火上来烤这个牲畜的肉。
Third, we then all gather around the altar to eat the sacrifice that I brought.
然后我们一起围着祭坛吃我所带来献祭的食物。
And so God participates in the altar by smelling the soothing aroma, while we, the offender and the offended, participate in the altar by eating the meat together.
那么上帝也在缭绕的香气当中参与，那么我们在一起啊，无论是得罪人的或被得罪的，在一起享用祭坛上面的食物。
We are reconciled. We are made one family again.
我们又彼此和好，我们又成为一家人。
Of course, today we no longer need to bring animal sacrifices to God.
当然，今天我们不需要再带来牲畜来献祭。
Why is that?
为什么呢？
Because 2,000 years ago, on that first Good Friday, God brought the great and final sacrifice to us. A once and for all sacrifice that would forever bring reconciliation to this broken world.
因为在2000年前，在第一个受难日，上帝为我们献上最大的，也是最后的祭，永远和这个破碎的世界和好。
Jesus, the Lamb of God, came down from heaven to be our final sacrifice for sin.
耶稣，上帝的羔羊，从天国来到我们当中，为我们的罪献上最后的祭。
The cross was his altar.
十字架就是他的祭坛。
And now at the foot of the cross, we gather to participate in His great sacrifice.
那现在在十字架前，我们一起参与他所献的祭。
Through the bread, we participate in His broken body.
那用饼，我们领受他破碎的身体。
Through the cup, we participate in His shed blood.
用那个杯，我们领受他为我们流的血。
Indeed, every time we gather around the cross, every time we eat the bread and drink the cup, we come face to face with each other and with God.
事实上，每当我们聚集在十字架前，领受那个饼和杯，我们彼此面对，我们也面对上帝。
We are reconciled. We are restored as one redeemed people, one family, holy and sanctified, renewed by our participation in this food of reconciliation.
我们成为一个，成为一个得救的人，成为一个家，一个圣洁的家。我们在领受圣餐的时候，得到新的生命。
That's why it's called Holy Communion.
那么这就是为什么呢？叫做圣餐。
Here at the cross, we know that all our sins have been wiped clean.
我们在十字架前，我们知道我们的罪已经得到洗净。
Paul said it well. We who are many are one body.For we all share in the one bread.
啊，保罗说，仍是一个饼，一个身体，因为我们都是分受这一个饼。
Our readings in the first book of Corinthians, chapter 10, continue.
哥林多前书十八章第十章十八到二十二节。
Consider the people of Israel. Do not those who eat the sacrifices participate in the altar?Do I mean then that food sacrificed to an idol is anything, or that an idol is anything? No, but the sacrifices of pagans are offered to demons, not to God, and I do not want you to be participants with demons. You cannot drink the cup of the Lord and the cup of demons too. You cannot have a part in both the Lord's table and the table of demons. Are we trying to arouse the Lord's jealousy? Are we stronger than He?
你们看属肉体的以色列人。那吃祭物的岂不是在祭坛上有分吗？我是怎么说呢？岂是说祭偶像之物算得什么呢？或说偶像算得什么呢？我乃是说外邦人所献的祭是祭鬼，不是祭神。我不愿意你们与鬼相交。你们不能喝主的杯又喝鬼的杯，不能吃主的宴席又吃鬼的宴席。我们可惹主的愤恨吗？我们比他还有能力吗？
Do you believe in demons?
你相信魔鬼吗?
Back in Old Testament times, it wasn't only the Jews who made animal sacrifices.
在旧约时代，不是只有犹太人献祭。
Pagan people also sacrificed animals to their various gods.
那外邦人也把牲畜献给他们各种各样的神。
But there was a big difference.
但是这有很大的不同。
You see, the pagans hoped their sacrifices would help to persuade their gods to give them favor in life, health, prosperity, happiness, success.
外邦人希望他们献祭能够取悦他们的神，给他们带来健康、钱财、快乐和成功。
The bigger, the more expensive the sacrifices that they made, the more they believed the gods would bless them.
献上的祭越大越贵，他们相信神会越祝福他们。
Little did they know, however, that this idea of sacrifice was a trap set by demons.
然而他们却不知道，那么这种献祭是魔鬼的陷阱。
What would happen, for example, when a person wasn't getting ahead in life?
如果一个人这个时候生活一团糟会发生怎样?
What would happen if they didn't get the promotion they wanted at work? Or didn't get a good report from the doctor?
如果他们工作没有晋升，或者是他们医生的诊断出现坏的消息，他们该怎么办?
They would immediately think to themselves, oh, I obviously didn't make a big enough sacrifice. I need to try harder. I need to do more for the gods.
那么他们马上会想，我一定是献的祭不够大，我得献上更多。
You see? Little by little, people would get sucked into a never-ending cycle of trying to please the gods. Which, of course, says Paul, don't even exist.
啊，你看，就这样一点一点的，人们会陷进这种没有尽头的这种取悦神的网络当中。啊，当然，啊，保罗讲，这个神其实根本都没有存在。
And you know what? The demons have got you exactly where they want you, enslaved to idolatry.
啊，这样撒旦的诡计就实现了，你变成拜偶像的奴隶。
The same happens today, but far more subtly.
其实今天也是，只是形式更加巧妙。
The poker machine that keeps promising that the jackpot is only one pull away. Or the lottery ticket that says, oh, today's going to be your lucky day. Can you hear the demons laughing?
当老虎机的叮当作响，六合彩告诉你说今天是幸运日的这种感觉的时候，有没有听到撒旦的笑声？
What about the dating app that keeps telling you that, oh, your soulmate is just around the corner? Or the TV ad that says, you'll be a success with the ladies if you use a certain cologne or drive a certain type of car. Can you hear the demons laughing?
社交软件在告诉你别人正在关注你，电视上面告诉你用这种香水，你开那种车，你就可以吸引异性，有没有听到撒旦的笑声？
In this final part of today's passage, Paul tells the Christians in Corinth to avoid eating foods sacrificed to idols.
我在今天经文的最后，保罗告诉哥林多的基督徒，不要吃祭偶像的食物。
Why does he say this?
那为什么这么说呢？
It's not because the food can hurt you, and it's not because the idol is anything, but rather because hidden behind those sacrifices, hidden away in the superstition and the ritual, are demons who are seeking to ensnare us.
这食物本身并没有毒，偶像呢也什么都不是，而是隐藏在背后的献祭，在迷信和仪式的背后，是撒旦在试图网络我们。
Now you may immediately dismiss this as ridiculous, as something that has nothing to do with you, but you'd be wrong.
现在也许你可能觉得这个很可笑，与你无关，但是你错了。
Demons exist, and they're trying to ensnare us in any practice or belief that will eventually compromise our trust in the one true God.
魔鬼是存在的，他们用任何的方式来搅扰我们对上帝的信心。
That's why Paul's words here are so sharp and to the point when he says the sacrifices of pagans are offered to demons, not to God. And I do not want you to be participants with demons.
所以保罗的话很尖锐有力，是外邦人所献的祭是祭鬼不是祭神，我不愿意你们与鬼相交。
In other words, stay away from anything that will entice you to keep sacrificing more and more of yourself to obtain the demonic promises of success or wealth or a longer life or happiness or, well, you name it.
换句话说，去远离那些引诱你不停地在付出自己来换取成功、富有、长寿、快乐的各种各样的承诺。
These are sacrifices to demons.
那么这个就叫做祭鬼。
And the fact is, says Paul, you can't have it both ways. You can't put your faith in these things and at the same time pretend that Jesus is your Savior and Lord.
那事实上，保罗说你不能两面派。两面想讨好，不能信这些东西，同时相信耶稣又是你的救主。
Verse 21, you cannot drink the cup of the Lord and the cup of demons too. You cannot have a part in both the Lord's table and the table of demons.
所以保罗在二十一节说，你们不能喝主的杯，又喝鬼的杯，不能吃主的宴席，又吃鬼的宴席。
So what will it be?
那么那应该怎么做？
On this Good Friday, we look up at the cross, and we are confronted with the awful reality that Jesus died for us.
我们在受难日这天，我们举目看十字架，面对死在十字架上面的耶稣。
His body was broken. His blood was poured out.So that you and I would be set free from the lies of Satan and his demonic host.
他的身体和血为我们而舍，使我们从撒旦的谎言中得到释放。
Will you come to the Lord's table this morning and pledge yourself anew to this crucified Savior?
你是否愿意今天早上来到主的桌前，向十字架上面的救赎主承诺更新和自己的生命。
Will you come and in your heart forever silence the laughter of those demons?
你是否愿意在心里面去阻挡撒旦的诡计？
Today is your opportunity to reconsecrate your life to Jesus.
我是希望今天大家借这个机会，重新把我们自己交给主耶稣。